The American Agricultural Editors Association board meeting was held this morning, and here with me to talk about it, I've got the president of AAEA, and that's John Walter with Agriculture Online. And first of all, John, tell me about the board meeting today and some of what went on.
Hi, Chuck. Thanks for having me on the show. It was a great meeting. The AAEA is a very healthy organization right now, so it's been a great pleasure to preside over the growth in terms of membership, in terms of sponsorship dollars. Our financial health is as good as it's been in recent memory. And we're involved in the planning of the International Federation of Agricultural Journalists meeting, which will be here next summer. So a lot of effort is going into that. And it's kind of the hallmark of our year in terms of planning and member involvement, engagement, excitement. So, but other things we're doing, they're new initiatives in terms of membership benefits. We've had webinars this year, for example, for the first time. We today talked about a new awards program category, which I think you might appreciate, and that will be in the area of multimedia production and video. So we're starting to recognize the development in new media and social media among our members, and I think that's going to be very stimulating. There's a lot of discussion yet about the ethics issues and how we continue to address those questions. We did have expanded membership this year through a program called the One Club, which rewards people for recruiting just one member. So we had kind of really unprecedented growth through that program. So it's been an eventful year, and we're looking forward to even bigger things next year.
Well, and as president, you get to take credit for all of the good things, right?
Yeah, right. No, the thing that's I guess gratifying about this role is that to see all the work that the committee chair people take on a volunteer basis, and the hard work that they do and the things they accomplish. So that's really a cool thing to see.
Well, I was only in there for a brief time this morning, really, to kind of get a picture more than anything. But I did hear the comment expressed how with this IFAJ meeting that will sort of overlap with AMS next year, that it really might even present an opportunity for an organization like AAEA participating here to build some new relationships in terms of maybe sponsors and other programs you'd put on.
Yeah, we have some big plans to grow the organization in terms of our trade show at the meeting and in terms of sponsorships. We think, why wouldn't an agribusiness be increasingly interested in participating in our Info Expo when they know they're going to have a global coverage, really a way to gain great leverage with any message they would bring there, to think of it being amplified globally this next year. So, yeah, there are a lot of opportunities for people that have been involved with us and can grow their presence down there. So I think it'll be a cool thing to see, too.
At this meeting, did you vote on or take action on anything that we might want to make people aware of, or is that... I'm not sure procedurally if you do that at this meeting, or because I know there's going to be a new board meeting after the conference.
One of the things we're doing, we'll be talking about at the business meeting that really wasn't formulated at this session today, but will be coming up this week, is an expanded role for our affiliate members to become voting members of the organization and to have full representation on the board through a voting member on the board. So we're really trying to recognize the role that affiliate members, it really to reflect the reality of the working places that editors work in hand in hand with public relations and advertising people. So we want to reflect that relationship in our organization. So that's one thing kind of a big thing that's going on this week. Like I said, there are some other things that maybe didn't require formal action, but we were doing some things to expand our awards program and continue on with the effort to increase membership and member services like webinars and other kind of new media communications devices for our members. So lots of stuff going on.
And we're going to, by the end of this meeting, have a transition in the leadership. Who's going to be taking over and trying to fill your shoes?
Holly Martin from High Plains Journal. Holly's been very active with AAEA for a long while, and I think has experience with Livestock Publications Council too. So she's going to bring a lot of vigor and a fresh perspective in this pivotal year as we lead up to our international meeting. So Holly's going to be a great choice and to take that role for us.
Anything else about what AAEA is doing here at the AMS we should know that we didn't touch on, or did we cover it all?
I think we covered it all. Again, Chuck, I think a lot of the going forward this week, there's going to be a whole morning, in fact, dedicated to planning our international meeting in Fort Worth next year, and so that's going to be bring all these groups together, AAEA and LPC and ABM and everybody, to sort of coalesce around that meeting and I think the challenge and excitement that brings to our program next year. So I think that's what we're leading up to. And then while that's all going on, there's a chance just what this meeting's all about is for everybody to network and get reacquainted. And Info Expo, we've got record tied the record again for exhibitors, and so that's going to be a great session. We've got a really good facility here at Saddlebrook for that meeting. So I think the companies are excited about that venue too, and I think that's going to be a fun venue too for us down here.
Great. Well, looking forward to the 10th anniversary here, or birthday, or whatever we want to call it.
Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, it's kind of a landmark event historically. Yeah. You bet.
So it looks like the weather's just typical in Florida this time of year. I think we've already on our second or third thunderstorm of the day, but it clears up, the sun comes out, and then we got that wonderful humidity that keeps...
Thanks for
lending
your umbrella. I'm going to probably need it right now.
Exactly. Well, we'll, I'm sure, have a chance to probably talk some more here at the summit, but this is a great way to get us kicked off and up to date on the activities of AAEA, and look forward to working with you here through the conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.